This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. An automatic recount is likely for Colorado's Congressional District 3. The gap between Democrat Adam Frisch and incumbent Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is fewer than 600 votes apart. Frisch conceded to Boebert Friday. He says he's proud of his campaign.
I heard time and time again on the campaign trail, America is tired of the circus, tired of the lack of respect for institutions in our democracy, and tired of the lack of civility in our discourse.
Neither candidate expects the results to change. Boebert declared victory in a Twitter video. She says Republicans can finally turn Pelosi's house back into the people's house. Calls to rename Mount Evans may have finally paid off for the state's indigenous community. The 14er directly west of Denver could soon be known as Mount Blue Sky. A recommended change was unanimously approved this week by the Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board. Mount Blue Sky was recommended by members of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. The previous name honored territorial governor John Evans, who personally approved the 1864 Sand Creek Massacre. A new exhibit remembering the tragedy opens Saturday. Xcel Energy will expand its network of natural gas pipelines around Sloan's Lake in Denver and Lakewood. That's after state regulators signed off on a $30 million plan from the company. Xcel says it needs to boost capacity to deliver reliable heat, especially as the area adds housing. Environmental groups objected to the move. This is CPR.